And now,
Mercury Outboards, go boldly.
Here's a guy who knows a thing or two about machinery. No courses for him, I'm sure. His name is Adrian Rushforth. He is the Senior Director of Marketing and Strategic Planning for Mercury Marine, and he is at the Toronto Boat Show as we speak. Good morning, Adrian.
And
how you doing, bud?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good. Have you ever had a chainsaw training course?
I have not had a chainsaw training course, but sounds like a valuable thing.
I think so. I mean, like I was just saying, you know, I have two of them. I've used mine, maybe one of them I've used it, I don't know, I'm going to say a half a dozen times, and never even thought of, maybe I should find out how this thing works properly, or, you know, just boom, start her up and off you go, you know. Anyways, Adrian is at the Toronto Boat Show, as I mentioned. I saw him yesterday along with the rest of the Mercury team at the booth. You, as usual, the most breathtaking booth in all of these marine shows, always belongs to Mercury, and you are responsible for that, my friend. Job well done.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
We jokingly said to George yesterday as we were passing through, we said, any idea how much inventory is on the floor of this booth? And then we did some quick math. Man, you guys should have the Brinks people there guarding your booth. There's a lot of money on display, huh?
There is, yeah. Overall in the whole show, yeah, there's millions and millions of dollars down here. But
unbelievable.
Wonderful new things to see.
Well, let's talk about some of those things. What's happening at the Merc booth?
Well, we've got a number of things down here. Some of them we've talked about in the past, you know, just in passing, you and I are on the show.
Yep.
So, for example, but first time at the Toronto Boat Show, so things like our new 450 outboard engine, 450 horsepower. That is also complemented by, we got a new 400 Verado in the booth today and a new 175 Pro XS, so a V6 version of our popular engine, so it can be down a little bit. But there's a couple of things, and I forgot to show you these yesterday when you were passing through, because one of them I thought in particular you would be interested in, which was a little while ago we introduced a new tiller handle that we talked about a lot, a small tiller handle.
Right.
And so it was, it's got ambidextrous grip, so you can change it from whichever side that you want. You can set the angle of it. There's all kinds of... all your controls are right at your fingertips. So the new product I meant to show you yesterday was that we now have that tiller handle in a configuration for kind of your mid-size engines, which is 40 horsepower through 115.
Wow.
So
that is cool.
The really cool part about it, at least in my opinion, is it's got all the same features as the small version of the handle. But what really sets this apart is that it has a heated grip, which I wanted to show you. So for all the fall and early spring fishermen who were complaining about cold hands, it has actually three settings of heat, and it puts out some good heat. You know, over the last couple of days down here in Toronto, the temperature dropped a lot, and in being in this building during setup, every door in the place was open, and it was pretty cold in here. And I got to admit, I went over to the engine a few times and just put my hands on the tiller handle to warm them up. And it was pretty good.
What a great idea. That is an absolutely outstanding idea to have a heated grip on an outboard. Nothing worse. And it every morning, it doesn't matter whether it's spring, summer, or fall, every morning when you're up early and out on the lake, that is probably the coldest part of your body, is that one hand that has to be exposed while running the outboard. So now, wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So is that an option on these motors, or can you? Is it all standard now with the outboards?
It comes on the tiller handle that's available from 40 to 115, and I hope they move it over to the other ones as well, the other ranges that we've got. But it's a new innovation that just came out. So,
but it's standard on those size engines.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, it is.
And of course, the other thing that Adrian alluded to a moment ago, which Merc came out with last year, actually 2 years ago, but last year was a big hit on the marketplace, and it's long overdue, and that is the ability to change your tiller handle from left to right, because all of us are not right-handed. And what a great innovative idea that was. And I'm sure, well, I know it's doing incredibly well. I've talked to a couple of buddies of mine who have got the outboards, and they just absolutely love it. And it just makes so much more sense than forcing everybody to sit on that one side of the boat and run it with their right hand when they're left-handed, like myself, by the way. So
it does.
Anyways,
exactly. Yeah. So just makes the whole experience a lot more comfortable, and you don't get arm fatigue, as you're well aware, and now you're going to have toasty warm hands as you're doing it as well. So
what a fabulous idea. Good stuff. I shouldn't be surprised. You guys, I mean, that's what you excel in. Not only is it about quality, not only is it about durability, performance, but just innovative, just things like that. Who would have ever thought of that? It's fantastic. Hey, by the way, you were mentioning some of the motors that they're on display there. Now, am I wrong in thinking, was there always a 300 and a 250 race, or are they new?
They've been around in a year and a half, been around a little while.
Well, yeah. I didn't notice them before. Those are cool. Very nice motors.
But you're alluding to, we've got a whole race section down here. So, we've got our 250, our 300, 400, and 450 race versions all on display, along with some big stern drive race stuff as well.
What's the difference, Adrian, between motors? In other words, what makes the race line different?
They use some, obviously they're upping the horsepower a little bit, and they're getting they take some more of the weight out, but they also use some beefier components just because they're being put under extreme conditions.
Right.
So bass fishermen,
for example, run big bass boats. A race would be a perfect engine for them?
There's a lot of people that do that, yes.
Okay.
Put it on.
Right.
Yeah. Because they're going from zero to a lot of miles an hour very quickly. So
yeah,
they have an engine able to handle that torque.
Yeah, they're doing it constantly, right? It's 100 miles and then stop. And then 100 miles and then stop. 100 miles. So if anybody needed that type of engine, sounds like the bass fishermen have got a winner there.
They sure do, yes.
Perfect.
And then the other little thing that I meant to show you yesterday while you were here is we introduced a new, it's called First Mate. And it's a man overboard system.
Right.
And it's one of those great safety features where in the past, you had your little lanyard that you had to put on when you were operating the boat.
Yep.
And now instead of that, you have a wristband that goes on. Looks kind of like an Apple Watch or something.
Yeah. We've been using one for the last season. Adrian, can you sit tight for a minute? Because I want you to tell me a little bit more about that as well. But I got to take a quick break. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
And now.
Mercury Outboards. Go boldly.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angela Viola. He's Stephen Labadie over there. We have Derek Brandeo, Justin Ryan Manitad on the board. Jessica is away.
Yes, day off.
Wow, must be nice. on the line with us, our good friend Adrian Rushforth, Senior Director of Marketing and Strategic Planning with Mercury Marine. He is at the boat show. I had the pleasure of spending a bit of time with him yesterday. And we're just going over some of the new innovative things that Mercury is offering the consumer this year, including, it was just announced, including a hand warmer on a tiller handle. Like, that is just, that's gold.
Yes.
That, to me, is gold.
Especially when you're freezing your hands off and dipping the water in. You just put your hand on there.
Oh, my God. Good for you. Good for you. Now, Adrian, you were talking about the man overboard system. I've been using it, fortunately, for the last year. It is nothing short of incredible. Tell folks about that.
As I was saying there, you have it's just a little wristband that goes on. There's a version for the captain and then one for all the passengers on board, or you can put it on anything of value, I guess. And the way that it works is if a passenger happens to go overboard and the captain is obviously facing forward and not aware of that, it immediately sends a message to the captain, letting him know something has happened behind him, and then actually putting a map up in front of him with a spot on it that marks where the person's gone overboard so you can quickly turn around and go back. So it makes you just very aware of what's going on behind you as you're concentrating on driving the boat. Now, conversely, if the captain goes overboard, or you're out by yourself, maybe behind you get up early and you decide you don't want to take Pete with you and hit the water, then you can get out there on the water. And if the captain goes overboard, it actually will stop the boat, mark the location, and if you don't get back on board within a certain amount of time and trigger the system, it will actually contact a person on shore for you, whoever you designate. So it could be your significant other or the Coast Guard or any anybody else. You got a buddy with a boat, and let them know that something has happened, and then they can come out and help you.
In my case, it wouldn't work because that person would be Pete, and he'd still be sleeping, and it wouldn't help. Trust me. No, it is a wonderful tool. And like I said, we've been using it for the last year, and now we find ourselves saying, wow, how could you operate a boat without it? Now, for folks listening, you know, this is not something new to the marine industry. We've had a tethered kill switch available on outboard motors ever since I can remember. But there's two problems with that. Number one, most people don't use it. You know, you have to tether yourself up to your helm. And most people just find that mentally difficult to do. And secondly, the problem with that also is that if the person who is tethered to the kill switch happens to be the captain of the boat, and if he is thrown overboard, that kills the boat, meaning the outboard motor dies at that point. The captain who is now in the water thrashing around with no life jacket on because he's an idiot for not wearing a life jacket, but he is in peril and could drown. The people on the boat don't have the wherewithal in that moment of excitement to know that in order for the outboard motor to start up again, you got to throw that switch back up in the operating position and then start the boat and go and retrieve your captain. Most of us wouldn't have the wherewithal to do that. That's what makes this system so intriguing. It's truly foolproof because, as Adrian said, if the passengers fall out, all it does is warns the captain that he's got a problem. His motor's still running, so he can turn around and go retrieve his load. But if he goes out, this thing is nothing short of it's truly artificial intelligence at its best. And it's remarkable.
You could also maybe sew the little unit onto a life jacket so the people that are on the boat, you have to wear this or I can't start the engine.
Yeah, they also have lanyards and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what? The little wristband is kind of cool. We found especially with youngsters getting in the boat, it's very cool to have to wear a Mercury cool little wristband. it's wonderful, right? So it really works well, Adrian. Tell folks, now how can this be used on any boat and motor combination?
Yes. Any engine boat combination at all.
And can we get a sense of pricing on something like this?
I got to be honest, I don't know off the top of my head what the retail is.
But I can
find out for you, Ange. I'll get back to you on that.
It can start as low as $100 to get going on it, depending on the number of stations that you want to have it operating. So you can have up to six in total.
You can have seven passengers.
Seven. There you go. Seven passengers.
All linked into the same system. Yep.
Yeah, it's very cool. A great idea and it's a great gift. You know what this thing, as soon as I saw it, the first time I saw it, we put it on the boat, I said, what a great gift this would make for anybody who's got a boat operator in their family, you know, whether it's dad or husband or whatever. This is just it's something that would be a great gift to give somebody that's got a boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially fantastic. If it works on all the boats too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's very cool and very easy to install, by the way, Adrian. We've had some experience with it, so if anybody's asking you, it's a breeze to install.
It is, wonderful. Yeah. It's just a single hub that goes underneath your dash, and then that's it. You're good to go.
Anyways, what's it called?
First Mate.
First Mate.
The brand. Yeah.
And it's going to be available at Mercury dealers across Canada, I'm assuming.
It is. It is already available now in store.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so we got the hand warmer. We've got the First Mate. Those are two brand new items. We've got additions to the racing family of Merc outboard motors. What else have you got down there?
We've got the 400 Verado, which is a non-race version, but a slightly larger version of the Verado engine, which is out now. And then also mention the 175 Pro XS for all the fishermen have a kind of a smaller aluminum boat or a bass boat. Great addition to that package.
And tell folks about all of the piloting systems that are available that most of us have no idea that they're even out there. Tell us about the autopilot systems.
Yeah, there's a whole range of different features that are coming out. And more, obviously, things are moving towards kind of automation and some of that car technology that you see. You and I were talking yesterday, so I just got back from the Consumer Electronics Show where Brunswick, which is Mercury's parent company, had a display down there, and we were actually showing kind of the helm of the future and what it could potentially look like in a few years, some of the features and benefits that would be on that, and the way of controlling a boat. So, for example, right now, there are things like autopilot you can get where you set different points along the way that you want the boat to go, and you can hit a button, and it will follow those. But you need to be, obviously, aware of things like logs in the water or other boats coming to you,
right,
what's going on around you. And as the captain, you have the ability to just grab the wheel and go around those type of obstacles or change your course, and then it will go back onto the autopilot course once you're finished the steering. So as we kind of started looking at the helm of the future, one of the challenges was, how do you do autonomous docking and autonomous running of the boat, and allowing the boat to take over more of those controls? And for the boat, obviously, unlike a car, when you're trying to do autonomous docking, you know, you don't just pull up and stop. You've got to worry about wind and waves and wakes, and there's six axis motion in a boat. It doesn't, yeah, it never stops completely.
Yeah.
So these new systems that are coming online and that we've been developing will take into account all of those different factors and then be able to do things like autonomous docking, which I believe you were down when we did our demo down at Lake X,
yep,
about a year ago.
Yeah.
Had a chance to try that out.
That's so cool. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, outstanding. That is absolutely, and it's available now, and it's not something that's just for the future. You can get these units to put on your boat as we speak. That will take over the docking responsibilities. As there's technology in place through Merck that also does automatic trim on your outboard motor, which is phenomenal, just phenomenal. Anyways,
yeah, that's one of your my favorite features is the active trim that you're talking about, where you,
yeah,
just you turn it on and it automatically sets the trim for whatever the speed of your boat and the conditions of the water. And so you don't even have to worry about trimming it up and down. It'll get you the maximum fuel efficiency and the ideal running conditions. It's fantastic.
Bottom line, if you're a boater that has been out of the marketplace for a few years, you owe it to yourself to go check out all of these great new gadgets at Mercury. Trust me, if you haven't been keeping up with it, it is just incredible the amount of progress that's taken place in the marine industry and in particular outboard motor business. So check them out. They're at the Toronto Boat Show as we speak. Mercury Marine. Adrian Rushforther will be there. You're going to be working all week, Adrian?
Unfortunately, I'm just here today, and then I'm off to the next boat show tomorrow.
That's right. That's your job, right? You just do the set up the shows and move on to the next one.
I do a lot of that these days. Yeah, we do a lot of shows, so I got to keep moving.
Keep moving before they catch up with you, buddy.
That's right.
Adrian, thanks a lot for joining us. We will talk to you very soon.
Will do. Great to see you yesterday, Ange.
All right. Me too, bud. You take care. Adrian Rushforth, Senior Director of Marketing and Strategic Planning with Mercury Marine at the Toronto Boat Show as we speak. He's there all day today. Go in and see him. Say hi to him. He's a wonderful guy to talk to, and he really knows his stuff when it comes to outboard and in marine in general. Just fantastic. Great guy.